Hello there, welcome to Stuttering is Cool. I am recording from same place as always, Toronto, Canada. And today's episode, we go to a pub. We go to an Irish pub, actually, for a meetup, a stuttering meetup. I've mentioned them before, so this time around, I took the chance and I asked. I said, "Hey, would anybody mind if I recorded for the next 10, 15 minutes?" So that's what today's episode is. Just one little bit of an explanation. There's a bit of a running gag with names. there was a bit of a concern about people using the real names. So there are some fake names being thrown around, and basically we're just having a good time. We always do at the at these meetups. Okay, now where's my Guinness?
My mutual funds related to Slaughter.
Where are you, Rodriguez? Ty, what do you think about that? Well, Pi.
Hang on. I'm Pi, you're Ty.
Oh, I'm wanting
surely.
Pi, okay.
What about Cletus?
I don't want that left on me.
Funny how
anyway.
The minute I record, no one's stuttering
except
me.
You.
Except you.
Because I'm used to this.
So anyway, what were we talking about?
Names. Stuttering on our names.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And my mom.
Oh, I'm self-conscious. Okay,
then don't
My
talk
mum
about
suggested that I would change my name from Tim to Ty because I wouldn't stutter on that word. But then, this is the same mother. When I used to stutter, she used to shout, "Stop it!" And I stopped. It worked! Stop it! And it worked.
Did you stop stuttering?
She scared it. I was like, "Oh, shit, sorry, okay." And then say it fluently.
Oh, wow.
Seriously.
That's a,
it works.
We need your mom around.
When fluency
no,
technique,
you don't.
I guess. Scaring. That's
scaring them into fluency.
That didn't work for me.
No?
When, no, because it adds that extra performance anxiety.
Wow.
It's the same thing that happens when, you know, you go to a store or, right? Because you're trying, I can't stutter.
Yeah.
No, it's like when
record the whole thing, whatever.
It's like when
it's funny.
Last time we were talking about how
ignore the microphone.
Stuttering.
It's not here.
I know you didn't have to do that. That made me subconscious. When it was over there, it was
okay.
But okay, like, anyway,
yeah.
So anyway, I was saying how stuttering can relate to Zen almost, because when you have those days when you're totally relaxed and in that Zen state where you're not thinking, you're fluent.
Yeah.
It's when you start thinking about it. So it's like Zen almost. You clear your mind and you're not thinking. If that is
oh,
where Ty, you clear your
so
mind, yes.
Facetious.
Yes. The more you think
notebook.
About it.
Taste axe disease. But surely stuttering would come back into your mind when that stuttering reflex.
Well, that's
that
why
break the Zen.
Well, that's why Zen is hard. Like stuttering is hard. It's like it takes a long time to get good at Zen. Like stuttering. It's like, for instance,
go on.
The ceremony. It takes a while to get good at that. What it is basically you do a bunch of motions over and over until they're perfect and flawless. When you're thinking about stuff, it's impossible to do anything specifically. Like,
multi-task.
If I say, take this glass and put it over here, you have to do that a couple times. Like, eventually, you're just gonna stop. It's
yeah.
like that. And eventually, you do it until your mind doesn't think about it like anymore. You can do the same set of motions perfectly. You know, you put the teapot down, you turn it this much, pour the tea, you do this. It's like that. It's like Zen. So eventually, your mind just gets to the point where you don't get the chatter in your head.
Yeah.
So that's how I view like stuttering. It's like you're fighting all the noise in your head. You're thinking about the way you're talking, what the person's going to think.
It's true,
and when you hit that rare moment and you don't even plan it, you're just not thinking. You can rattle off this whole thing and they're like, I didn't stutter once.
It's when you're in the zone, yeah.
Yes,
right.
It's like the zone.
And that
yeah.
voice is switched on.
And you can apply that to anything. And it's like almost like any skill that you can practice and get good at, whether it's music or tennis or whatever, that's the state you're trying to get into. Or golf, right? That's that state. You don't want to be thinking about stuff, they can't make the shot. So it's like, that's how we feel just every second of the day, right? So it's like similar in that respect.
Guess you want me to stop the recording
so
now?
See, I did my part.
Leave it on.
I did my part.
Thank you very much.
It's someone
Rodriguez.
Else's turn. Rodriguez did his part.
Thanks for asking, Kai.
You want it? Oh, boy.
No. It's fine. Oh, no, it's true. Yeah, when I get immersed into what I'm saying, into a bathtub, when I get immersed in what I'm saying, it's the same thing, because then I'm only thinking about what I want to say, and then I don't stutter yet. Then I'll just talk, and there's no stuttering. So it's all of that chatter.
So do you find when you're really excited about something, you almost forget about stuttering? If you're really enthused about a subject that you're interested in, you reel it off.
Yeah. And I think, like you, right then, you just had like a passionate answer, something that just came to you, and it just came out.
Thank you.
I saw the passion.
Did you see the passion?
I saw the passion. It was palpable.
It was, absolutely. I felt it too.
You have to be audio. This is video.
No, because I'm trying to not get it on the tape. It's
not
like our
tape.
Secret.
You really don't want to see that anyway.
Yes. I was like, you can feel the passion, so I did this. I said, you can really feel it.
Yes, I know.
It's an inside joke.
Here's a question then. Have you guys ever changed your name in a situation to avoid stuttering?
Yes.
Really?
No. To Tim.
Really?
Yes.
You changed your name to
Tim?
No.
Whenever like a Jehovah's Witness or somebody would come to your door and knock, and then you always want to learn your name. And I don't want to stutter, because I think, okay, I'm never going to see these people again, but I don't want to be in a situation where I'm uncomfortable speaking, so I'll just give them a name. And the easiest name is always Tim.
Yeah.
So
that's the hardest name for me.
I know.
Maybe because my name's Tim.
Yes. So for me, I always use that fake name. So, as always, if it's a situation where I know, it doesn't matter, because if I know it matters, I'm not going to do it because someone's dumb when they find out that's not your name.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody who's knocking on your door, and just go, oh yeah, okay, my name's Tim.
Yeah. Right.
I've actually had people knock on my door trying to get my attention going, Tim, are you home?
Who the hell is Tim?
Yeah. I think you're at the wrong,
Here I am. So yes, surprisingly, that's funny that the name is Tim. But.
No, I changed my name quite a lot.
Really?
Yeah, because I used to struggle so much.
You,
I mean, I remember.
Told us about that.
I think
fake vital stats or something.
Fake vital stats?
Just about like.
His heart rate.
Maybe your job.
His heart rate's really this.
Oh, my height.
It was when I was videoed for a speech therapy course in the McGuire program the first day. You're videoed, and they ask you questions about your name, where you live, your profession. And I changed everything just to appear fluent in front of an audience of stutterers, which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
The only thing I couldn't change was my name, so I stuttered a lot. But I said I was from a different district. I did a different job. I heard about the course through a different medium. Everything.
To
avoid stuttering. It's crazy.
Wow.
I should never have. But also when I was. I used to go and get my dry cleaning. They always used to ask your name and leave your number. And I used to give my flatmate's name.
Once
they actually called saying, my name is Tim. And I said my name was Morgan, the guy I was living with.
Yeah.
They actually called him to say, Mr. Morgan, your suit's ready.
Yeah.
And he was like, what suit? What are you talking about? And I had to explain what I'd done in shame. Hanging my head in shame.
Right.
Nito, did you ever switch your name?
Name?
Yeah.
Did you ever change your name because it was easier to say?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Really? What happened?
I don't know.
It's just too painful to talk about.
I blacked out.
The only time that I used a fake name was really they thought I said Stan instead of Dan, but I never corrected them. And it It was at a Licks restaurant. You know how they take your name and then the whole staff sings your name? So I had the whole staff singing.
No.
Stan is ordering a cheeseburger. You know?
That's a classic.
And my friend's going, who's this Stan?
Who's
that?
Oh, no.
And then, yeah, so to this day it comes up.
I never knew that, but I'm glad that I never have been to Licks.
Okay.
I didn't know. No, I haven't been to Licks either.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad I never
went. Yeah, right.
Maybe you I'm not sure if they still sing, though. Okay. I think they do.
They do. I think we should go there just to exercise this demon of yours, and you can should say Dan.
And I'll stutter through it.
Would they actually sing the stutter if they...
We could check.
That'd be the worst fear.
I am so recording that.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be
But that would be a bad thing, yeah.
Yeah, that would be. It'd be kind of mocking you, wouldn't it?
It would depend.
Unless we asked them specifically to stutter while they were singing.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
But can you stutter when you sing?
Well, that was that old thing that you can't stutter when you sing.
It may not be humanly possible. That's right.
Well, there are some songs with stuttering in.
Oh, remember?
The Who.
Really?
Have you ever heard My Generation by the Why didn't you just fade away?
Yeah.
But that's not really stuttering while you're singing. That's
imitating.
You're just repeating, like the song.
It's
what's that song from BTO?
On purpose, right? They're not really.
But yeah, that was. Obviously, that wasn't a real stutter, but yeah.
But it makes it acceptable, maybe.
What does it?
Yeah.
I think people don't see it as like a vocal
offended
effect.
By that.
Yeah.
It's a vocal effect.
No, I hated that too. Yeah, it's like mocking us or something, or like comic relief at stuttering. I always hated that. Like you're saying it, but it's like hurting people's feelings. Like, I
Well, what about that Def Leppard song? Foolin'? Or I think it was called Foolin'. I'm not even singing it right.
If I...
Like how they just... They're just repeating that one sound, but it's part of the song. It's like that catchy part of the song.
Would you sing it again so we can...
No, because it's on the tape again.
Okay.
If they're not...
Okay, there's this ABBA song.
Oh, man.
It's called As Good As You, and... Ma 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 ma.
But that's not really. I don't think
that's just singing. Have you ever heard this?
No, but it's part of a word though.
Yeah.
Like she's saying, "My life is near,"
but
she's
quote
unquote.
She's not trying to.
That's like a vocal effect.
That's the problem. Yeah.
She's not trying to.
You're applying a rhythm to like the syllable of the word.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not a mock stutter.
Yeah.
It's just a vocal effect. Yeah.
Then I'm not yet. Bothered by that.
Speaking of which, not a stutter, but a lot of singers, as an effect, use kind of a lisp sound while they sing on purpose.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like mainly more heavier music, like you're growling or something, and then between the words, it's like a, you know, that this sound, like, and it's like, that sounds like a lisp, but like it works in the song, and I'm like, that's interesting, because if you were somebody with that problem, you'd never want to do that, right?
Yeah. I don't know what you mean, though, and I might need an example, I'm sorry.
Do you have headphones?
It's okay.
I got a song.
I'll just mention the name of the song. What's the name of the song?
Ty is trying to get Rod Rodriguez to sing on record here, aren't you?
I'm just curious. I don't
know
what
you
mean.
Yeah, we are sitting on a record. You know what? I hear it all the time, but it's so common to me. I don't think it's like...
Spice Up
like
Your Life from
like
Spice Girls?
Right? Like a hiss? Like a slap?
Yeah.
Between the syllables.
Okay,
like,
joke cannot
like
work.
Or like to connect the words. Like,
right,
thing. And it's just like, oh, we would never do that because we were all thinking, oh, people are going to hear that and think it's our stutter or something. But people who don't stutter, oh, you use that a lot. And it's part of the effect. And it works. I pick it up and it sticks out to me because I think, oh, I probably do that unintentionally.
Yeah.
Whereas like... Because I heard it once, and then the verse goes and does it again, and I'm like, he's doing it on purpose. So,
interesting.
So I thought...
When you remember which song it was, you must tell
me. Well, no, there's one thing that I know that has it. Same Crash Crashing by Helmet. Not everybody knows Helmet.
Helmet's a heavy band.
That's right. They sound familiar.
He's
brother from
he's
another
a rock
mother.
Dude.
Brother from another mother. We know all the same stuff.
Exactly.
Napalm
Helmet.
Death.
Napalm Death.
Yeah, no, Helmet.
Yeah. No, but there was this... There are songs where they actually do imitate stuttering. Not many of them.
Yeah,
yeah. There's one song that's written because the singer's brother stuttered.
Really?
It's a BTO song, As Good As It Gets, I think it's called. And it's all about, his stuttering. But how I can't sing it.
Is he talking about it in, like, a compassionate way? Or is he, like, making fun or laughing at it?
I think it was written for his brother.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if, like, I forget.
So it's nice to me.
Based on a Wikipedia article, take that with a grain of salt. But there's citations, but apparently it was for his brother. It was always just, it was more of an inside joke between them. And it was never meant to be released. It was just something to fool around with in the studio, and then it came released.
You know,
I'd like to hear that. Sorry.
You know, Elastica?
Yeah.
One of the big songs with Stutter.
Oh, Stutter, yeah. Elastica.
Big song with Stutter. That was that one of the
UK
video for.
Elastica.
He would know.
How does it go? I'm remembering this.
Yeah, I can't remember how it goes.
It's on my phone. Everyone has headphones.
Sing it, Ty. Sing it.
Sing it, Ty.
I don't remember it.
I have it on my phone.
If I could remember it, I would so sing it in this busy bar.
Was it about stuttering?
You have a memory. Like
that was another.
Ty. We all have this.
It's.
There was a song last year called Stutter as well. R&B
was it?
Ben's brother.
Oh,
there is
a
Ben's brother. Yeah.
Was it okay?
There is a.
It was
stuttering?
On a gum commercial.
Yeah, that's
song.
It.
That one, yeah.
There is a
Elastica Stutter.
There is a.
So play it.
Rap song.
Hey, let's hear it.
There is a.
I mean, not that I'm breaking any copyright
song.
Rules, but.
Yeah.
Oh, you stutterers are interrupting me. There is a. There's a. Rap
Sorry.
Song called. Stutter Rap.
Yeah.
Stutter Rap.
That was by Morris Minor and the somethings. Yeah, that was. They're by UK comedians.
Oh.
Isn't that Beastie Boys?
No.
We were
the Stutter Rap was Morris Morris and the Miners or something.
Yeah, the name of the song.
Maybe they're
the
UK.
Maybe we're talking about two different songs here.
No, I think I'm wrong.
That song sounded kind of like rappy,
it was a very cheesy, tongue-in-cheek rap, basically. The whole time it was talking about stuttering and their experiences of stuttering.
Stutter, though?
Well, they imitated stuttering.
They make fun
These guys were all comedians. I mean, it was... kind of funny, but at the time, this was a few years ago, and I was very sensitive about stuttering. I cringed whenever I heard it on the radio. I think it kind of got to the top 10 in the UK. Oh, terrible. And there was, what was that Will Smith song? Boom, Shake the Room or something. There's one verse in that where he goes, sometimes I get nervous and start to stutter. And that is just as bad. Remember that? Is that?
Yeah.
That
I never
one.
Really listened to Will Smith. He got on my nerves.
Really?
near maybe the with the whole Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I did watch the show. Then there was one season. It just like what. And then
okay.
I just could not get past him.
I still
kind of
like
ever...
him, even though he mocks stuttering in a song. I still think he's okay. Yeah, I don't know. Will Smith.
Like, at least he's doing positive.
Yeah. Will Smith for president, should I say.
Yeah.
He could win that so easy.
He could. I'd vote. Well, even though I'm not American, but whatever.
No, you still put it in.
yeah, absolutely. Will Smith.
And that ends this recording.
That was such a load of crap. I'm not really going to put that on.
I hope you have enjoyed that bit of the meet up, and I hope to be able to provide some more clips in the future. There we go, using some speech tools. Well, I would like to hear from you, and there are two ways. First way, you just record an MP3 file of yourself and you email it to coolstutter@gmail.com. And the other way is you can leave some voicemail in somewhere in the United States. It's the number is +1 206. Hold on, let me check the number. You know, you think I know by now. 339-0389. I'm actually recording this in a closet because it makes for a better recording rather than in the middle of the room where you hear me echoing. So 216-339-0389. Thanks, and I will, and I hope to hear from you soon. Ciao.